Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding. Yes, I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning
to lean.
Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene, and all that he asks is a child like trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm learning to
read. Every day I'm
learning to
read. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning
to lean.
Learning to
lean. Oh, you know
learning
I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Oh, you know I'm finding more.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement, of course, is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Patrick Metlock will be presenting hours of encouragement for today. And as on last week, we are going to follow the same format where if you have a question, comment, or prayer request, press the number one on your phone. And when, of course, you hear the beep into the phone, then your mic is open and you are free to speak. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Metlock will close us out with a word of prayer. Before we bring him on, we do have one that already has their prayer request. Caller 6246.
Yes, this is Brother McFall. I just want to ask for prayers for myself, for my health, and want to just thank God for the medication and to get me through the side effects, which my doctor was able to give me some other stuff to help me with that, and just continue helping me with my finances and just paying attention to what he wants me to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, also for allowing me to be a part of this ministry by being a part of the parade of ministers that are working with you to provide these devotions Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. For those of you who aren't aware, you can call 313-527-6203 to gain access to the audio live devotions at 7 a.m. Eastern every morning through the Blog Talk Radio format. And you can also actually listen to the audio at blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture. And there you can listen to it live, but you can also go back and listen to the archival recording of any devotion, and it actually any devotion, it goes back years. So, I mean, if you wanted to listen to any of mine in particular that you wanted to revisit, if you know the date, then you can go back there and find it on those Tuesdays. Thank you again, all of you who are part of the Blog Talk portion of this ministry, as well as those of you that are participating in my Facebook simulcast. I will never take you guys for granted as you guys continue to participate in this particular devotional. This morning, I'd like for you to please note and respond on Facebook or again by pushing one on your telephone to the following question, and that is, what should your fear God and keep his commandments look like for you today? What should your fear God and keep his commandments look like for you today? And of course, that means that I'm clearly revisiting the familiar passage that ends the preacher's book in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, where the Bible says the conclusion, New American Standard, when all has been heard is fear God, keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. So I'm here to remind you that each day that we are gifted to live, and that is with the intent to give God glory in that day, that that day should end and result in our fearing God and keeping his commandments. For instance, today, I intend to edit this video after we're done, walk and jog 2 to 3 miles in God's air under God's sky, drive to Pontiac late this morning for a funeral, hopefully script the draft of my first draft of my sermon for Sunday today, support the facilitation of financial peace this evening, And if I finish that on time, I'll attend an 8 o'clock family life marriage class. But I'm the preacher, so that type of day might be expected of me. And in particular, Tuesdays are very, very busy. What about you? Does your to-do list or calendar reflect the fear God and keep His commandments edict at all? Are you a mindset that this is to be reflected every day as we leverage the volition, as we leverage the morality, as we leverage the emotions, as we leverage the relatedness that God has gifted mankind? As I look at some of the responses that I have on Facebook to the question, Olivia says she doesn't want to let anything distract her from God today. Betty says, I'm trying to live a Christian life. Hopefully it will show in my life, praying the God that in me is seen. Priscilla says she's going to stay focused. She hopes so, and focus and holding on to God's unchanging hand on her Christian walk. Glendia down there in Ohio, thanks for holding it down, Glendia, says being kind and speaking positively and lovingly serving. Carolyn over there in Georgia says she's going to like a marriage, honor, love, and obey God. And my friend Janine Richardson, who is catching us live today, thank you, Janine, she says there in Pontiac, she's going to keep God's word strong in her heart and study His word today. She's hoping to trust God and keep the faith. Amen, and praise God. She has. Frankie says she's going to stay on the battlefield for the Lord, regardless of what the other things that might be happening in her life. So just know that as we talk about some of these things and as we continue to give God glory, really, quite frankly, for everything that He has done for us, that all of those are noble sentiments and noble intentions that you are looking for. I think we may have one response on the blog talk side. So let's give a way to them.
Good morning, Brother Matlock. It's me. I just feel like it's important in today's climate that we remove ourselves from toxic conversations once we let it be made known that we are uncomfortable with the way the conversation is going, and that we would appreciate if people would refrain from talking about things that aren't going to help to build the person or to motivate the person.
I think that definitely is the case. And I can appreciate the fact that you decided to speak to and plug into the idea that, hey, I might need to avoid negative influences so that I can truly fear God and keep His commandments. Thank you for that. Anita Collins is saying that fearing God and keeping His commandments looks like trusting and doing His will. And I appreciate that, Anita. Indeed, we want to be plugged in that type of way. Ultimately, the successful efforts that we make in trying to fear God and keep His commandments really comes down to this one thing. Does your soul care enough to intentionally make today the day that God is feared and His commandments are kept? Does your soul care enough? Because I just say this, and I say it because I think everybody understands it and nobody really will dispute it. And that is, grown people do what grown people want to do. And if we have our soul oriented to care enough to fear God, so that means, do I get up even sometimes when I'm not feeling the best and go to worship on Sunday? Because the same aches and pains and other ailments that we have that sometimes keeps us from going to church on Sunday won't keep us from going to work the next day, or didn't keep us from going on Friday. so. I don't think God is going to set things up so that it always gets worse on Sunday so that you can't go. And I want to remind you that worshiping online was a very necessary and emergent substitute for worship, but it's not an equal substitute. In a way, worshiping online only as your default when you're healthy enough to come or are inclined to wear a mask if you still have some concerns, that is selfish because you can take in the service online, but you can't give me or others the right hand of fellowship. You can't do what Hebrews 10 says when it says that we need to be able to stimulate one another unto love and to good works. So worshiping God in person and being able to stimulate and to be stimulated is the godly edict. What about the idea of praying? Do we pray with an orientation that we are thankful for not just the food that we eat, but that for everything that God has given us, and being able to give supplications and even making intercessions for others? What about depending on God and not on self? What about meditating on his word corporately and individually? What about the idea of being benevolent, being evangelistic, being an edifier? Or I appreciate one of the messages that said, I'm going to try to be kind and try to speak positively, Glendia. So the idea, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, of making sure that God receives the glory by our fearing God and keeping his commandments needs to be an intentional thing. And if you haven't made up your to-do list yet, if you haven't fleshed out your calendar fully for the day, maybe this devotional will influence you to make sure that I am reflecting in not only what I intend to do, but even as the day comes to me with the unknowns that are most certainly to come, that my fear God and keep his commandments edict is reflected through the planned and through the unplanned, through the good and through the bad, because indeed we know that God is able, that Jesus still saves, and that God brought favor on me to give me this gift of today so that I can indeed fear God and keep his commandments. Father in heaven, I want to ask you to be with Brother McFaul, his health, his finances, and the other things that he may have mentioned today. Father, please allow it so that he can be able to function and be able to do the things that he needs to do, knowing that you have him covered, that your blessings, that your hedge that you have around him will allow him to be able to prosper and to be able to, again, allow him to fear God and keep his your commandments as well. Father, help us to be able to indeed move forward, giving you glory and honor today. Some of us are struggling with health and other concerns. Some of us have family members that we're taking care of. Some of us have family members and neighbors and coworkers that we're concerned about. Father, please hear our private intercessions. Please respond to our individual supplications. And Father, please accept our very inadequate, but hopefully very heartfelt thanks, because we know who you are. We know that you are sovereign. We know that you are just. And we want to continue to make sure that we honor you in the ways in which we think, in the things in which we do, in the things that we say, and in the very soul that we are, because we care enough to fear you and to obey you. Help us to make good faith efforts to do that today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.